Vignette number 48 from Zen is right here, teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. Suzuki Roshi had asked his students at Tassajara to practice counting their breaths, a traditional method of meditating, over the 90-day practice period. Many people found it difficult. Their questions to him at times revealed that they saw it as a technique, one they hoped they would perfect someday. In a lecture, Suzuki said, "When you count your breathing, 1, 2, 3, it means right now, right now, right now. It means that you never lose your practice. You will not be so rigid as to try to do it in the future, but right now." That was me. Or at least, it's me that remembers it and it was there. I don't know who asked that question. I might have asked the question. That was a long time ago. That was at Tassajara, I'd say in 1970. Now, where I have it in my computer, I have it attributed wrongly to Sokoji, 1969. And now in the computer, I have the attribution with it. But in the book, it's in the back. So I hope in the book it's right. I have to go over that and check every one of those to make sure they're right, because I have a chance now to correct any mistakes in the book. And in reading these, I've found a couple that, a few things I wanted to change. And one of the attributions that was wrong, so I have to check it with the back of the book. And that's because Zen is Right Here is coming out in June of next year with the sequel Zen is Right Now. 20 years later, exactly 20 years later, and they're coming out as a set or separately, and first they'll be hardback and then paperback. That was hard for me. He almost drowned at the Narrows, or he had a real shock when group went down there. I was there at the time, but I didn't go with that group down to the down creek at Tassajara to the little swimming hole. Very small area, but just a wonderful deep pool, and you could jump into it and slide into it from a little waterfall. Yeah, you know, it was just about 6 feet, but you could jump a little higher from about I'd say that was maybe 10 feet up there, where the trail went over just solid granite. It was all just solid granite. It was really neat, beautiful place. And the water comes down to it like you can just sort of slide down it as it goes into there. And there's little pools. So there were people in there, so he decided to try it. So I guess he walked around to the shallow end of it, where it becomes more like the creek again, and he entered it, but he didn't know how to swim. I mean, what he says in his talk is that he was enticed by all the pretty young female students. So he sank down, and it's pretty deep, you know, it's like 10 feet deep or something there. He thought maybe he could walk out, but he couldn't. He couldn't get to the bottom to walk, and he couldn't. It's pretty deep. Listen, he couldn't grab the legs of people up above. He said he got scared. He didn't know what to do. Then finally up above, and nobody had noticed him doing this, you know. Somebody said, "Where's Roshi?" And I looked around, and then somebody said, "Oh, my God, it's down there." And so I got him out. So And I remember when they came back, it was all, whew, wow. They were saying, wow, he almost drowned. And what he said is, as a result of that, he realized his practice wasn't good enough and that he wasn't being a good enough teacher and that we weren't taking the practice seriously enough. And of course, you know, when he says taking it seriously, he doesn't mean have a serious attitude. He means really apply yourself. So he said, all right, let's go back to the most basic way of meditating. The sort of nice way for beginners is to count your breaths. But it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or not. I count my breaths. I didn't this morning, but I do frequently. It's especially good if I'm bothered or my mind's occupied with something. So we started counting our breaths, and the idea was to count from 1 to 10, count on the exhalation. But of course, even you can count on the inhalation, whatever. You could count from 1 to whatever. It was your little private place, you know, in your city. But we were to count from 1 to 10, and then back from 1 to 10, and just keep going. And I swear I couldn't do it. I can do it now, but I couldn't do it then. My mind would wander. I'd fall asleep. I mean, sometimes I wouldn't get past 1. Anyway, it was helpful to me because I dealt with that and I got better at it. But again, it's not trying to develop some perfect technique. It's just being present with each breath. So when he said that 1 means right now, right now, right now, that was a better attitude than saying I'm no good at it, you know. It doesn't matter if you make it to 10. Start all over. You go, oh, where am I? All right, 1. Yes, and so in our lives, we're worried about things, we're trying to do everything right, we're worried about the world and what's going to happen to all of us and everything. And of course, we have to deal with our lives and existence, but also, as much as possible, whenever we can, in the little gaps and whenever it's really not helpful, our obsessive thinking, we can just go right now, right now. And after a while, you don't have to say right now. But sometimes, you know, the counting can help, even if you're just walking. And I count steps. I count all sorts of things all day long. It's a nice, clean thing to do that doesn't make the mind all busy and worried and everything. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Pandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. Wishing you and yours and all of us a great awakening.